City Comptroller Treasurer Corey Laddick with us right now. The budget presentation now done, and there's still a few mysteries to take care of. We knew a week ago that with changes the council asked for in the pay study that you wouldn't have those numbers, but you do have quite a bit of it figured out. What is the city looking at in general for the 14 budget?
Well, for the 14 budget, it's going to be a stable tax rate, so we're not going to have any increase in property tax rates, which is something that we're very proud of. We're also going to add two additional police officers to allow for some more enforcement in that area and to meet the needs of our community. And then we're also looking at actually making extra payments to principal on our loans. So that's something that is not very many communities can say, that they've been able to keep a stable tax rate and put more money toward debt. It's something that I'm very proud of for this budget and will really help to position the city of Stevens Point for the future.
During your presentation, you had talked a little bit about that very thing and how some of these previous borrowing efforts had a lot of the principal paid in the back end, and now moving that up a little bit is going to really make the future look better, isn't it?
Well, it definitely is, and it will help for future borrowings, having a little bit more money allocated toward debt payments. I won't have to ask a financial institution to move most of the principal to the back end, which I think is important. It just sends a certain message when, you know, you're able to have a more even payment schedule.
Any major changes in how this budget is put together?
Well, this is the first one that I've put together, so that's kind of a hard question for me to answer. But I think overall with this budget, we did get fairly lucky. We got extremely lucky on decreased pension contributions for our public safety workers. That really helped. And then also decreased health insurance costs. And those two things put together, that was about $440,000 of money, which really helped to make this an easier budget to put together than previous years.
When you and the mayor were talking early in the meeting, you were talking about that as well as workman's comp and some things the city needs to look at to reduce that risk, get those costs down. Does the city have what you would call a very high or a too high workman's comp problem?
I think we need to keep working on workman's comp. It's a huge concern. The thing is that we do have people who work in very dangerous professions. You know, we have firefighters, we have EMS paramedics that are going in and rescuing people and carrying people, obviously, with a great deal of urgency. So we have street workers who are out there doing, you know, a lot of manual labor and lifting things. So we just have a lot of operations that are prone to a little bit more risk. And what we need to do is we need to work on minimizing those risks, changing our processes, looking at any kind of risky behaviors or anything that presents a potential problem, and dealing with those things one by one. And one of the ways that you do that is when somebody gets hurt at work, you need to do an accident investigation, figure out what caused this, and was there anything else that could have been done? Could there have been more training? Was this person following the proper policies and procedures? Should this person have had another person help him lift? Those are all questions that need to be answered, and then you need to look at how we can make those changes to prevent our employees from getting hurt at work.
One of the examples given during your presentation was the committee the fire department put together, and they have since decided to send a fire truck with an ambulance in many cases to make sure they have enough people for lifting patients.
Yeah, and that is extremely important, and that was a sort of innovative solution. I know that a lot of our citizens have wondered why there's always a fire truck coming along with an ambulance, but that's a really good use of our resources and to make sure that you have the personnel, not just to help with the lifting, but also that you have adequate personnel to respond to an emergency.
And we should also mention a lot of the fire trucks are carrying a lot of the basic life-saving equipment mm-hmm. the ambulance has anyway, so the training is there. It's just mm-hmm. a different-looking vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And actually, a lot of the people who work in our fire department are trained in both EMS and firefighting, so they're cross-functional personnel.
The big question that I know people have asked me over the years, and it came up briefly in your presentation tonight, one of the councilmen asked, did changing to those new fancy garbage trucks really help reduce the injuries? What have you learned so far?
Well, absolutely it has. I don't think that there's any question about that, just because rather than having a worker lifting a heavy garbage can out in the cold, potentials for slips, potentials for falls, potentials to throw out a back, to have them instead sitting in a cab and, you know, not being outside, not having to lift anything heavy, absolutely, that helps out a lot with preventing injuries, preventing sick time. I know that that's made a big difference in that area.
Has your insurance carriers recognized that at this point, maybe lowered your rates a bit?
Well, our rates are based on experience. So certainly if we hadn't made that change, I think our rates would be even higher than what they are now. But our insurance carrier has been very clear that there are a few changes that we need to make to try and prevent some of these workplace injuries because they are running a little bit higher than they should be and than our comparables. So they've really emphasized the importance of being a little bit more proactive, creating safety committees like the fire department has, really looking at accident investigation for any kind of a workplace injury to see how you can prevent that in the future. So our insurance company actually has been a pretty good partner as far as being able to provide training and being able to provide guidance on how we can make some organizational changes to bring these costs down.
The budget, what's next now that you've made the presentation? We know you're waiting for the Detman-Carlson payroll study changes, mm-hmm. but when that happens, what's next?
Well, the Carlson-Detman recommendations would go before personnel at the November committee meetings, and then final approval of the budget would be the November council meeting, so that would be November 18th.
And it sounds like whatever those numbers are, the committee and the council are going to have to sit there and debate it until they finalize that decision, because the time clock has run out.
Yeah, the time clock has definitely run out. We would definitely want to be much further along in this area than we are right now as far as not having salary adjustments in the budget. So absolutely, that could be a long committee night because it's something that it definitely needs to be taken care of and finalized, because we do need to approve the budget at the council meeting on November 18th, and we need to get ready to start sending out tax bills in December. So we just don't have a lot of time to wait around, unfortunately.
Sounds like the council meeting after that committee might get lengthy as well.
It certainly could.
Anything you want to add on the budget today?
No, just I think that the process went well, and now we've kind of laid out what our proposal is for the 2014 budget, and I look forward to getting the feedback from both the city council and also the public on what their needs are and what they think of our budget.
I understand your office will be putting this presentation that was given to the council, as well as some other figures, on the city's website, correct?
That's correct. We will put this presentation on the website so that anyone who wants to can go through the PowerPoint presentation and try to hopefully understand everything that's in the slides. And I'm certainly happy to answer any other questions that people might have.
Corey Laddick is the city treasurer comptroller.